Game on 2FM.
With Gillette. Great performances begin with a comfortable close shave from Gillette. Gillette, making men's lives just that little bit easier. Game on. Soccer.
There was a big game for the Republic of Ireland women's football team today in Greece, and unfortunately they came up short, really. It was a one-all draw, but they were hoping for the win. And Tony O'Donoghue, the RTÉ soccer correspondent, joins us on the line. Tony, it wasn't the ideal result, really, in Greece, was it?
It's one of those ones, Marie, that sound like a, feel like a defeat, you know, to concede a goal in the 92nd minute. Heartache. It was like a kick in the stomach from a donkey. It was really disappointing. So all the girls afterwards were just so upset. It's a game they easily could have won. They went ahead after 13 minutes. A terrific goal from Amber Barrett, who started the game because Vera Powell, the Ireland manager, decided that Rhianna Jarrett, who we know has had her ACL journey, she's had a terrible time with injuries, but she was in great form and was brilliant against Ukraine, was brilliant in the Women's Cup final. But Vera and the Irish coaching staff felt that, you know, the pitch as it was a nice warm day, it was a hard pitch, and it wouldn't suit Rhianna. So Amber Barrett got her chance and she scored her second international goal with a great flick over the keeper, great awareness, great ball as well from Katie McCabe, who started at left back, another striker option if you like, but there was a lot of changes, many of them imposed. We had known that Megan Campbell wasn't going to be able to make it, or Megan Connolly Campbell, known for her long throw. Connolly Aparo's in midfield. Heather Payne unavailable because Florida State University wouldn't let her travel. And then Kiva Keenan didn't make it because of a knock, and Andrea Jarrett, as I said. So five changes. And yet Ireland started really well and played well. And it wasn't just that goal. They should have gone on and got another, but there was a scare late in the first half when Marie Hourihan was called upon to make a save. And Ireland should have seen the warning signs. Because Julianne Russell had a yellow card, they decided to change her at halftime and bring Kiva Keenan on. It was a late equaliser, but it had been coming, you have to say. The Greeks were getting better and better, pushing the Irish back, pressing up. But it's one of those games you think, just hang on, just hold on as long as you can. But unfortunately and inevitably, Ireland failed to clear, and a Greek player, Spyridonidou, crashed one into the Irish net. So, yeah, everyone feeling down and downcast. But it is a point on the road. I'm sure that Vera Powell probably would have taken that. So the two wins so far against Montenegro and Ukraine, a draw away from home. Our next game is at home to Greece. And this was a niggly, actually very physical encounter. And I'd say there'll be some scores settled in Dublin come March.
Áine Gorman, former Republic of Ireland international, also joins us on the line. Áine, you were part of the television coverage on RTÉ today. How big a blow was today's result for that women's team and their hopes for qualifying for the Euros, Áine?
Yeah, I think obviously it feels like a loss, like Tony said, when you go in or up, 1-0 up, and I think they were going to travel to Greece, and I think everyone believed that a 3 points was nearly a must against the fourth seed after beating the second seed already in Dublin. And look, we've 7 points on the table now and probably should be 9, and that puts us in a really good position. But I think it's a bit of an uphill battle now, and probably that automatic one of the three best second finishers to qualify automatically might be just a little bit out of our sight now, but you don't know how the other groups are going to pan out.
Áine, Tony spoke about it. There'd be scores to settle, and Vera Powell said there was some street fighters. It was a street-like performance. What bit of niggle did you see in the game?
Yeah, like the Greeks were definitely getting stuck in, and I think they probably targeted their main players, Katie McCabe and Denise O'Sullivan, and any time they got on the ball, they were straight through them and gave away a lot of free kicks. And there wasn't probably enough yellow cards in the game for me, but I think Greece did their homework. They stopped us getting going at all, playing with any momentum at all, and it paid dividends to them in the end, and they were celebrating like they'd won the game.
Tony, you were saying there that the writing was on the wall the last sort of 15 or 20 minutes. The Greeks were pushing the Irish back. Was there anything Vera Powell could have done to have changed that around?
Well, she did make a change near the end, and obviously it was because of injury, and Amber Barrett had to come off, and she put Stephanie Roach on, and I guess her logic was, you know, we could win the game, and we should, one more goal and it's put to bed. And in fact, you know, there was a great chance from Denise O'Sullivan after 50 minutes. Good work by Emily Whelan, and O'Sullivan, you know, jinked inside the box, made space for herself brilliantly. And Denise is such a class player, and she was targeted, by the way. There's no question in my mind about that. But once she had done the hard work, if she was a striker, as with a striker's instinct, perhaps she would have just rolled it under the keeper. She hit a decent enough shot. Their keeper made a good save. And you thought, oh, if we had scored there, we were definitely going to go on and win it. But Vera Powell's decision to bring on Stephanie to go on and win the game, maybe she could have considered at that point bringing on a defender to bolster the team up and to make sure that, you know, especially down that left side, that we were shored up. But the pressure kept coming on. Ireland, you know, started to, you know, retreat back into themselves. And we've seen these Ireland performances, men's games, women's games, time and time again. You just knew it was going to happen.
Anya, does that show Vera Powell's mindset that she wants to finish out the game, get the win, as opposed to just concede and, you know, just batten down the hatches and get away with the 1-0?
Yeah, I don't know. I think getting the second goal, we couldn't kill the game then. It just kept the Greeks believing, and they just kept that belief. And I do think that in the second half, we played into their hands a little bit. At times, Nifahi dropped into the back four and made it a back five, and it just seemed to invite on that pressure. And I think then we started to lose that midfield battle that we'd done so well in the first half as well. And the Greeks then were just relentless, and they had five up top at the end and just got us to drop back. And it was only felt like a matter of time until they were going to hit the back of the net.
And they did. Afterwards, Tony spoke to the Ireland manager, Vera Powell. Let's hear from her.
Vera, you said this is a game that we must not lose. So we haven't lost the game, but it almost feels like a defeat when you concede so late.
Yeah, on the other hand, we haven't been in the game at all. First half a little bit, early second half also. We could have scored, but we didn't. And I must say, like a bunch of street fighters made it so difficult for us that we couldn't get our play. And then you see that, without blaming anyone, but you lose a lot of quality if you have so many injuries.
Yes, and you were concerned about that even before the game, that hence your starting 11. But we controlled the first half, and we had chances to put this game away.
Yeah, also the early second half. But the thing is that they move players up, and they were just so sharp in their tackles, and they were streetwise. And we have to learn from that, because we've given it away ourselves.
They are the next opposition for us in March next year, so that will be an interesting rematch.
Yeah. I thought we had enough qualities on the pitch still, but we need to learn how to set a game away, and that is by listening also very, very carefully when things are changing, because they, at the end, they played with five strikers, so you have to react, and you need to do it very, very sharp. But everybody has fought their butt off and done everything they could, but it needs to be better.
And do we need to learn better game management ourselves?
Yeah, exactly. We need to learn to dominate the game.
Tony, we hear Vera there, but you were chatting to her. She even looked frustrated, wasn't she, after that game?
Oh, she was, absolutely, Donica. She, you know, I think she was tearing her hair out, to be honest, and she wasn't going to name players she was unhappy with, but clearly she was unhappy. And yet, you know, there was plenty of reasons to be optimistic as well. It is a point on the road, and I know they're desperately disappointed, and so they should be. You know, show me a good loser and I'll show you a loser. We had a couple of girls. I thought Jamie Finn, on her debut for Ireland, in the middle of midfield alongside Nifahi and Denise O'Sullivan, was absolutely superb. She played the full 90-odd minutes, played a blinder as far as I'm concerned. I thought she was excellent. Emily Whelan as well, that was her first competitive start, and she was really good. We know the quality of Denise O'Sullivan. Maybe Katie McCabe wasn't that happy moving from striker to left-back, where she's played a fair bit of her career recently at Arsenal, but she showed with the Ireland goal the creativity, the forward thinking that we can have with a player like her. And let's look at Liverpool as an example. Having decent attacking fullbacks can be a huge part of your offensive game these days. So I thought McCabe and Julianne Russell, until she was substituted at halftime, were good in the fullback positions. And remember, we do have Megan Campbell to come back, hopefully, and Megan Connolly to come back, hopefully, and Heather Payne. and Rhianna Jarrett, because I think Rhianna Jarrett is in a great moment in her career. After all she's been through, Vera spoke to me pre-match as well, and she said a very interesting thing, actually. She said November is a particularly difficult time in women's football. She just talked about the low players, you know, whether they be playing Champions League or club games or international games indeed, and that she felt that Rhianna getting a knock on her knee at the very end of the cup final, when again she was magnificent, they just feel that player welfare is more important, and that's probably why we didn't see a minute of action from Rhianna today. But hopefully come March she'll be back in contention and perhaps even leading the line for Ireland.
Oh, and Yavira said there that her players need to listen better. I mean, Greece were playing with five strikers at the end, they need to adapt. Can it be difficult to hear a manager in an environment like that and adapt it to the situation that they're trying to advise you?
Yeah, it looked like me that they did try to adapt, and like I said earlier, with Liam Fahey gone from the centre mid position into play between the centre backs, but then it was like the gaps between the defence and the forwards then just became too big, and it just opened out. So yeah, I don't know, maybe then did that message get directed across in mid game into the, it's probably something that they probably didn't really train for in the build up to the game as well, and it was something she was trying to translate to their players, and maybe it did get lost in communication.
Yeah, well, we certainly look forward to the rematch. Áine and Tony, thanks very much for joining us on Game On. We're going to take a quick break.
Game On 2FM.
Now, earlier we mentioned the Women's Republic of Ireland team drew 1-1 with Greece in Greece. They really wanted those 3 points, but unfortunately came up a little bit short. The goal scorer, Amber Barrett, spoke to Tony O'Donoghue after the game.
It was important for us, you know, we needed to get a good start, and I think we did. And I think the only thing is, you know, I think we switched off a wee bit after that, and just a wee bit disappointing now, to be honest, Tony. You know, the goal, obviously it's always an honour to score for your country, but you know, you like to be on the right side of results, and I know we didn't lose, but I think it's definitely 2 points dropped today.
But we do want to concentrate on the goal for the moment at least, because great vision by Katie to pick out the pass, and great movement from you, and what a finish.
Yeah, you know, if I tried that again, I would say I'd hit it over the crossbar 10 times. So I'm absolutely delighted. You know, obviously I've been waiting a long time to, you know, to get myself back in the starting team, and it's something that's, you know, it's never guaranteed here. So, you know, I've worked very hard the last couple of years to get to this spot, you know, so I just need to push on now, you know, this result means there's a huge few games coming up after Christmas, so more goals to come, hopefully.
You were the provider as well with a couple of chances. We could, in fact, have scored again after your opening goal.
Yeah, I think that was our biggest problem. You know, it's different, you know, when you're playing in Ireland or you're playing in your clubs, that, you know, you miss a couple of chances, you know, not all the time do you get punished. You're playing international football, you do, you know, you cannot afford to miss as many chances as we did today. And, you know, against the likes of Ukraine and Germany, you know, we'll be punished even further, you know. And Greece got one at the end that, you know, maybe, you know, if we had taken our chances another day, they wouldn't have got. So, again, Tony, I'm just hugely disappointed at the minute.
You had to go off before the end. Are you OK?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah,
well, it's something to look forward to, I suppose, for early next year now. We have this opposition again and the rest of the campaign. We're still very much in with it.
Oh, absolutely. Like, you know, this isn't us dead or buried. You know, it's just a little bump on the road maybe that we didn't, you know, we didn't expect. But at the same time, you know, Germany struggled here the first 35, 40 minutes of their game. So, you know, hopefully now after Christmas, you know, we have to get as much support behind us as possible. It's been great up to now, you know, and again, we're not dead and buried yet. So, long way to go, so we'll be there.
That was Amber Barrett there speaking to Tony O'Donoghue after the Republic of Ireland women drew with Greece today.
Game On
2FM. Weekdays from 6.